never find the do-do-do-do-do. As long as you live, someone who loves you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tender
like I do. Thank you.
You'll never find
me. No matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Hey, how's your steak? I got all myself, baby. Anyway.
Hey, make sure you tip your waiters and waitresses.
Well, I can't disrespect the dead anymore.
And welcome to this very, very special edition of What's On Joe Mine. We are a fan cast about the world of G.I. Joe, but tonight, not so much about G.I. Joe as we are about Ladies' Night Part 2. As this is a quadruple platinum landmark episode.
Did we get rid of Justin?
No, but we are minus one. It's one that normally you wouldn't expect, but since the ladies are here, it probably scared them away. But first, we have a birthday in order. Happy birthday, Justin. Justin, welcome.
Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate it.
Anything special between you and the lady for the birthday, or can't you report on that?
That is classified information.
Uh-huh.
No, we had a nice little birthday dinner, me and my wife.
That was a cop salad?
I did not have any cop salad.
Oh, wow. Stop.
Dude, I got a quesadilla burger from Applebee's because I thought it looked good, and I looked that up. That thing was like 1,800 calories. No lie.
Justin is fast.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat until Joe-Con.
Justin Bell is now 400 pounds.
The other voice and the singer that you heard, celebrating his 1 year anniversary as a regular co-host of the What's On Joe Mine program, it's Mike. Happy anniversary, Mike.
Hello, all. We'll be signing autographs in the lobby after the show. Tell me how much you enjoyed my dulcet tones and I'll charge you half price.
Last year he said if you gave him $5, he'd never sing again.
I gave him $20 and he's still singing.
I did say that last year, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I had to re-listen to last year's episode just to remember what the hell he did.
I guess nobody paid up, did they?
No.
It's going to cost you.
Nobody paid up. So how you doing, Mike?
I don't have a nifty $80,000 a year IT gig like you and Justin. I have a crummy job with sometimes crummy hours, and that's where I was last week. So I was absolutely fine sitting in a cubicle, largely talking to idiots.
But you did make the show. Did you hear it?
You know, I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, but you did make the show.
I mean, I'm on the Kari Payton interview, so I know I was there.
No, you made more than that.
I figured I had to have some kind of soundbite.
The soundboard was alive with the sound of Mike.
I'll be surprised. Don't tell me.
Stepping in for Chuck tonight. Oh, I shouldn't have put down George like that.
On Justin's 53rd birthday, no less.
Joining us tonight is George from the Moderately Geeky Podcast, doing a little pinch-hitting duty. George, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty well. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. He's got that announcer voice that you hear him on Moderately Geeky. Thing is, more people hear him on this podcast.
Yeah, everybody's looking around like, George,
it's
from
it's
what?
True.
George from where?
Who? What?
George Goober Lindsay? Isn't he dead?
This is my birthday present to Justin, not having to listen to Chuck.
Bazinga.
That's the best present ever.
Booyah!
Wow. I know, it means a lot.
And really, in terms of a ladies' man, George is quite the upgrade. Quite the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and introduce the ladies' panel. Introducing first my wife. You heard her back on the special edition number 7 last year, Ladies Night 1. She made a brief cameo in special edition number 11 when you heard her voice tell you that there's spoilers. It's Debbie. Debbie, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Debbie.
Debbie, thank you for letting your husband continue to edit our show. Although, could you do something about maybe not making him participate?
I couldn't even if I tried.
Mm.
She's tried, really. She has.
She's acting like she's on your team. That's cute.
Second on the panel, you heard her back again on Ladies Night 1, and she was one of our comic experts in episode 62. She is the leader of the Hunger household. It's Mo. Mo, how are you?
All right. How about you?
Good. So this year, pretty much the same thing, just lacking a lot of the Patriot put-downs. Oh, wait a minute. Mike's here.
Jerks.
Yeah, there's nothing to even say.
No, there really is nothing to say, Mike.
Well, there's nothing new to say, but there's still plenty to say. Just because you didn't lose another Super Bowl to the Giants this year doesn't mean that we can't revel in the two that have already happened.
Live in the past, Mike. Live in the past.
Yeah, I just...
That's
yeah.
all we got this year, man. Didn't make the playoffs. That's all I got.
Playoffs?
But it's a better past than you've got, so, yeah.
actually from last year's podcast. Gosh, you've appeared now on a couple of ours. How many Moderately Geekies have you been on?
Oh, we can't get into this.
But you've been on at least a couple, right? Your husband has put you in a couple of his podcasts, have you not?
Maybe. If you listen, you'd know.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Typically, I listen only when he tells me for some reason to suck it in the middle of his episode.
So you've listened to all of them then?
Catching it every week.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, pretty much. You are the feminine voice of Joe to Classified Spec Ops.
Yes, I am.
Right here, this podcast, we have launched a voiceover career that she's not getting paid for.
So it's not really a career now.
No.
A completely pro bono.
Voiceover hobby.
Yes, a voiceover hobby. Good point.
I'm thinking I can put this up as volunteer work.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck is not on the program, so you really can't use it for volunteer work tonight.
Yeah. All your adult education credits just went out the window on that one.
Number three on the panel. You heard her back in episode 64 with her partner, Mr. McFavorite. It's Mrs. McFavorite. What you drinking?
I am drinking.
Hey. Shock Top End of the World Midnight Wheat. Do you want me to read the description?
By all means.
To serve four dumps.
She's apparently already had a few, I guess.
She's on Shock Top Wheat number four.
Shock Top number like five or six. To serve, pour down the side of the glass until a half inch is left in the bottle. Swirl the remaining brew and pour the product a rich color of foam. Enjoy! I didn't get the description of the actual that must have been on the six pack that I threw away already. But hi, I'm Mrs. McFavorite!
Now, when you heard Mrs. McFavorite last time, she was pregnant, Mrs. McFavorite. How is the new baby McFavorite?
Oh, baby McFavorite is doing amazing. She just got her 6-month appointment today, and she is perfectly perfect.
Look more like mom, looks like dad.
She looks more like mom, thank God.
Good
lucky
for her.
Right?
Yay!
And she can no longer be contained. She's crawling around everywhere. We used to have a blanket fort, and she was able to bounce off of those walls for maybe about a week or two. And then she was like, I can four-wheel off of these. And then she just went up and around those. And so she's like, haha, catch me, bitches, if you can.
Did she actually call you bitches?
Yeah, she has a great vocabulary.
She does. She has an amazing vocabulary.
Product of two broadcasts.
She's cursing at a fourth grade level.
I would expect nothing less for the McFavorite household.
She's doing amazing, but she definitely looks like mom, like I said. Thank God.
That's the same thing I say about my daughter. Looks like mom, all's well.
Yes, exactly.
And you don't hear the guys here debating that one at all, so. Yeah.
No. It's one of those, Gary, where if I hadn't met some of the women in your family, like the mental image is like Gary in a muumuu. It's like my image of the Gotsa women, unless I had met the Gotsa women. So
I can still wear a muumuu.
Well,
please don't.
Anybody can wear a muumuu, but
no one should.
You or do you wear the muumuu?
It's my cosplay outfit at JoeCon. Just came
no.
Away. Damn it.
Gary's been dealing with that. His daughter's going from 9 to 19 rather quickly.
Suck it, Gotso.
She came in wearing an out little outfit the other day with little high heel boots on and a mini skirt. And Gary's eyes just rolled back in his head.
It's not going to be pleasant. But this next guest is getting to that stage with her real life daughter. I think she's about at that age where she hates mom and dad. This is her What's On Joe Mind debut. I should be nice to her because she does sponsor the program. It's the owner of Kokomo Toys. It's Amber Jordan.
What's up, guys?
Come on, Amber.
Notice I never mentioned Todd.
Till now.
Yes.
That's it. We know who pays the bills.
How did he take his beating tonight, Amber?
I'm pretty sure you guys know who saved your toys.
Yes, we do. Hey, folks, if you ever need anything put aside at Kokomo Toys, don't ask Todd.
Whoa, let's not start inviting more people.
Giving you more business, right?
That's it. The editing room floor just found its first sponsor edit.
Buy all your toys from Amber at Kokomo Toys.
There you go.
Do it now. Do it immediately. They need a car. I don't know if you need a car, but we'll just say you need a car.
I can use a car.
Well, fantastic. We're getting ready to kick this off. And just like the last year, we have some questions that we're going to ask the ladies. We'll roundtable it with the ladies. The guys are just kind of here to, well, Mike, George, and Justin are to interject. I'm going to be more of a moderator. We expect Mike to be much more of a smartass than normal. So
this is what we do.
That's Mike's job. Actually, Mike, Would you like to read the letters to the ladies?
I think we will read the letters to the ladies.
And we will mention nothing about Sac Postal.
No, we will leave Sac Postal out of this because it's ladies' night. No discussion of bags. Unless, you know, perhaps handbags? I'm going to get some.
There we go.
All right, so it's 1 out of 4. I could have vouched personally for Amber, Mo, and Debbie that they have no interest in handbags. So thank God for you, Mrs. McVeigh.
Now, I'm pretty sure Debbie's got a firm hold of Gary Sachs. But that's
still buzzing. Justin.
It just makes sure it's in striking distance. Doesn't necessarily have to have a hold.
The moo-moo makes it easier.
Yeah, it does.
Gary's free range of motion. Anyway.
Thank you for that
anyway.
Visual.
You're just painting a lovely picture for all of our guests. Amber's sitting here. She's like, I got online for this. I could be mailing stuff to people that won crap for me on eBay.
I am.
Come on now. This is work time.
So what we'll do is we'll round table it here with the ladies, and we will start off with Mike. Mike, go ahead and read the first question.
Okay, first question. Ladies, hands on buzzers. No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. I'll get to that later. Question from longtime letter writer, first-time listener, Eben. What changed, if anything, concerning your collecting, I imagine, once you started having kids?
Physiology, what changed?
Focused on collecting or other things here? When a man loves a woman, they... all right, we're going to have that discussion here.
The woman completely loses everything about her body and her house.
You're only 6 months out with one kid, too. Wait till you have two and it's 4 years later.
I'm trying not to think about that.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Mo, do they beat themselves up once in a while? Kind of do that self-policing thing? Do they give you a break?
No.
This is the resignation in her voice.
Do they police each other?
Beat each other up, yeah. And they'll hang up on Jay for me sometimes. But
well, that's, see,
that's
your good boys.
That's time, right? That's mommy time.
So, Debbie, what changed, if anything, collecting-wise, when you started having kids? So when we had Katie, what did anything change?
Yeah, we had to buy two of everything instead of one.
Oh, that just started when you had kids?
Well, no, let me rephrase that. We had to buy four of everything.
It should be noted that Gary has the most complete collection of Monster High in the state of Indiana.
Yes, he does.
Besides Amber.
Gary is a Monster High elitist.
It gets kind of funny because we'll go somewhere and my lovely astute 9-year-old will go, Mommy, can I have that? No. But Daddy just got a toy. How do you explain that to a 9-year-old that her dad gets a toy, but she doesn't? It doesn't work very well.
Dad's got a job.
That's what he says.
I was just going to say is that they're too young to say, well, get a job.
Half the time when we get things, especially when it comes to the female Joes, we typically have to get one carded for him, one loose for him, and at least one for her. Which she's very upset because she's wanting the female out of the con set, and Carrie's like, yeah, no.
That asp is mine. But I will say, today I got some Creole crayons that came from ToysRUs.com, and I got an extra Scarlet, and that went to Katie.
Yeah, I at least get my daughter the thing first, and then I'll get mine afterwards. So.
Are you kidding? You know who he is.
Okay, we need to move on to the next person here.
The money goes away real fast.
Well, it doesn't help when Jay's buying Legos.
No. No, it doesn't. No.
Oh, God. Oh, let's God. Take cover. That was that tone.
Let's talk about Legos for a minute. I have wood floors.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds painful.
How many are embedded in your feet right
painful.
Now?
It's stepping on them. It's there. They're sliding everywhere. The cat thinks they're toys. Mommy, the cat has my Lego. It's just horrible. It's horrible.
That sounded just like Jay. Wow.
It did.
You see at Toys R Us, they're buy one, get one half off this week.
Oh,
That soundbite is perfect.
Edit that out, okay? All right.
Y'all is staying.
That can stay. That's fine.
That's gold.
That is gold.
And the boys, they have all of Jay's broken G.I. Joes. A toy room floor strewn in crotches and...
Amber doesn't.
Amber, do you need any patch for the store?
No,
you can
I'm
come
good.
Shop my floor
I'm
out.
Good.
I'm good.
Okay, for my comics, it's... Have you seen those six-word memoirs? Memoirs, I can't even say the word. On Smith Magazine?
No.
No? Okay. Well, it's this online thing, and you're supposed to write this 6 words long about something. I saw one once, and it describes motherhood and collecting perfectly. Those are mommy's comic books, sweetie. Actually, my friend wrote that one, so...
Very nice.
Yeah.
What is the weekly comic budget looking at, Mo? How many books?
Not enough. It's terrible. I can't even speak it.
You just hear the disappointment. She brought the entire program down.
I go into the dumpster and I take the ones that they've pulled the cover off of.
Everyone went quiet, like, wow, that's sad.
Sometimes it's crap like Deadpool, and I have to suffer.
Sometimes I actually have to get the DC books.
Heaven forbid. Ouch. Come on.
You're like Tim staring in the comic bookstore window.
Yeah. That's the new 52, Mo. Have
some standards. Instead of a turkey, it's a comic book.
Right.
If anything's really changed, it's more the... No. Actually, nothing's really changed. I try to tell myself in my own little happy world that things have changed, but they haven't.
She's not old enough yet. It'll change.
Well, they have a very pot choy podcast. They need to stay on top of, four different lines at least at once?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we have to make sure that all four lines of everything is with us at every single moment of every day. I mean, what? No.
G.I. Joe and three other lesser terrible lines.
No, more of the things that have changed is before we found out that we were having Baby My Favorite, it was, I know I really need to get this stuff on eBay maybe once every couple of months is changed to, I know I need to get this stuff up on eBay maybe once a week. No, nothing much has changed other than now the realization that Baby McFavorite has become...
Mobile McFavorite?
Yeah, Mobile McFavorite. Yes, that is an awesome term, and I am totally stealing that.
Go right ahead.
Now we actually have to keep everything from out of her reach because she wants everything. Everything.
Wait till she learns how to open packaging.
No, I can't wait.
Make sure Daddy's Minton card collection is out of reach.
But all in all, not much has changed. Everything's still around. There's still the big love and still the big buy and still the big have.
Amber, now this is different because you guys sell them for a living.
Well, let's see. Collecting wise, we do have to buy more. My son does G.I. Joe along with Todd, so we do have to buy multiples instead of singles now, which is fun. My daughter does Monster High. She's taking a leave of absence because it's not cool anymore at 13. So I picked up that line. So now I collect Monster High. Business wise, it's kind of nice. We got four more little hands to help haul packages up the stairs.
So child labor is alive at Kokomo Toys.
Absolutely. It's legal as long as they're mine.
Well, to be fair to Becca, I believe 13 was about the age that I stopped collecting Joe thinking that I wasn't cool. I think it was about that time where sports and girls became more important than G.I. Joe. So she'll come back around eventually when she realizes.
Right. And that's why I'm keeping with her collection. We have too much. We can't stop in the middle of this collection. I mean, I've got the Target display, the really nice one with the electronics. Ooh. It's nice.
Nice.
And don't let Katie know that.
I don't know if Katie's ever seen it because right now it's in my room and that's usually where the dog is. So I don't think Katie's ever seen it. I'm afraid if I take her in there to see it, I don't think she'll ever leave.
Oh, that's probably true.
Every time. And you know what I mean?
Yesterday I got to watch Monster High cartoons all afternoon.
Nice.
That was excitement.
It's the of judgment, folks.
That's got to even make Sigma 6 look good.
Bazinga.
And that's a good transition point to the next question, Mike.
Next question.
This is a three-parter, it looks like.
A three-parter from Bill. What is the lady's favorite G.I. Joe episode? Who's their favorite Joe? And if you were to buy our usual presenters each a Joe, who would you buy and why?
Maybe we can do rapid fire. Favorite G.I. Joe episode, Debbie?
Whatever you put in front of them on TV.
Okay, fantastic.
Pass!
I have four.
Okay.
The Traitor. Everybody loves Dusty. Worlds Without End, Computer Complications, and Hats and Cannons.
I can go with that.
I'll take one of the Earth four.
Yes, I'll give them to everybody. Debbie, you can have one.
Cool.
Now, Amber, you watch them over and over again at the store.
Mine's going to be Once Upon a Joe.
Okay.
Nice.
I couldn't say I know any of the titles. They just kind of play in our house, and it's like, okay.
Well, we don't play them very often.
No, not very
like
often.
Like the Mass Device, and that's about it.
See, that'd probably be about the only one I really watched a lot is the Mass Device.
Favorite Joe, Debbie?
Bass!
It would be the Baroness.
I know this one. Mo, favorite Joe?
I have five, and they're all dead, so f*** everybody.
Oh my God, that is an awesome answer.
Just go ahead and list them, and Gary will play taps in the background.
Okay. Mainframe. Breaker. Law and Order. Crazy Legs and Sneak Peek.
Law and Order's not dead.
No, he's the only one who isn't.
He's Johnny Bench. You don't kill Johnny Bench.
Mrs. McFavorite.
I'm going to have to go with Snake Eyes because he's hot.
Okay. Amber?
From the vintage cartoons, it would be Dusty. From the new ones, the Renegades, I dig Tunnel Rat.
Oh, right on.
Good choice.
It's my favorite.
I think you might have had a soft spot in Justin there too, right?
Yep, you got it.
It's a soft spot that turns into a hard spot. So move on.
Wow.
Debbie, if you were to buy our usual presenters, each a Joe, who would you buy and why? This is a little bit longer of a question. Pass. Okay.
Pass. No whammies, yes. No whammies.
Can at least pick one for Chuck. Come on, it can't be that hard.
Mo, if you were to buy our usual presenters, each a Joe, who would you buy and why?
I wouldn't. I'd take the money and buy comics. God, I'm cranky tonight. I'm so sorry. Oh.
Mrs. McFavorite, would you take the money and run as well?
That's a good idea, but I think I would buy everybody a Snake Eyes because everybody needs some hotness in their life.
He wears a mask because his face is disfigured.
I was
going to
say, so what's so hot about him? Is it the melted flesh, like, dripping from his cheeks? Or is it...
It's the exposed teeth.
All right, Deb.
For my lovely husband, I'm sure we would have to do snow job. Mike is beachhead.
Now, can you remember Justin's favorite?
Hit and run.
Hey, all right. She's a keeper, Gary.
She might not know George's, but what would you get George?
Chuckles.
That works.
Okay.
Got a nice Hawaiian shirt.
Amber.
I'm going to have to just kind of do a blanket effect for everyone because I'm so busy, I don't always remember whose favorite's what. Yours, I do happen to know because you're in the shop all the time. But right. I'm going to go easy answer. I'm going to say I'm just going to buy everybody a Quinn.
Hey.
Nice. Including Chuck, and I don't give a f*** if you don't like him or not.
Booyah!
You get what you get around here.
Gauntlets down, Emanuele. How you like that?
I'm just putting it out there.
Well, Gary does need a Quinn because he doesn't own one. I do.
Oh, see?
That's right. She owns my Quinn, which is now worth considerably less than what it was, say, about 2 weeks ago this time. Oh, well.
But I'm also the one who said you couldn't sell it, so.
The boss is right. The next question, Mike.
Next question. This is from Purse Whipped.
That's P-Love.
Sorry, P-Love. How do I convince the wife that the convention in Indy is a good use of vacation money? Thanks, P-Love. John Golubulski.
We're going on vacation?
It's not a vacation for us.
It's not a vacation!
But any other time, any other place.
JoeCon is always a vacation. It's always a fabulous time. You get to see friends you haven't seen in about a year. It's drink and food. It's not only just Joe. It's just having a good time with all your friends you haven't seen for a while. I've gone to everyone except for the first New Orleans and Atlanta. And ever since then, I said, you're never leaving me at home again. You had such a fantastic time meeting with everybody.
Mo, help out P-Love here.
Okay. Aside from the fact that you get to come visit me, because I live 15 minutes from where the convention is going to be held, 20 if there's traffic. Like Debbie said, it is a good time. I went last year, finally. I enjoyed it. There's a lot to do in Indianapolis, too, aside from the convention. I mean, we have a great...
football team.
In the country. Not in April.
Your audio drops. So I'll just fill in the blanks.
There's a roller derby bout that weekend. That's going to be awesome. Yep. The Indianapolis Indians, that's the, what is it, AAA baseball?
Yeah, AAA.
That opens Saturday.
The Pacers are playing. That's all downtown that weekend. And don't forget, I believe if IU and Butler are still doing well, the NCAA tournament's still going on at that time.
Right, and they have the museum if they're not. So
right.
You can go and pretend.
There's a zoo.
There is a zoo.
Now, you guys are members of the zoo. You can give some recommendations at the zoo, can't you?
Yes. Yes, I can. I like the penguins.
It's the country's foremost elephant facility.
There's the baby elephant, and they have the cheetahs right outside the baby elephant enclosure. And sometimes they'll just sit and crouch, and it looks like they pounce on the baby elephant. It's hilarious.
I also like the one where you can race the cheetah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sponsored by Tony Stewart.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes.
Ah. The missus, you've been to a JoeCon, haven't you?
I have. We went to the Kansas City one. And it was sorry. A lot of fun. Hey, I have family who lives there. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
We didn't. Okay, yeah, no, you're right.
I used to live there. I know Kansas City.
Very appropriate for ladies' night, eh, Mike?
Yeah, it's not Missouri. It's Missouri. That's for damn sure. So going to a convention in general, it's a bucket list thing. If you really want to go to a convention, you just got to go. It's fun. It's so much fun to go to a convention. You get to people watch. You get to experience what you hear on podcasts. But in this particular situation, you get to meet the people that you love listening to a podcast. Right?
Yeah.
You and the slick make it into Indianapolis?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Baby McFavorite kind of sucked up our pocketbook there. I got a new job, and it's still sucking up my pocketbook. So,
baby, but, my favorite flies for free.
Yeah, but not stays for free. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The biggest thing is that if you want to go to a convention, go to a convention. It's a hell of an experience, and I did all of them in 1 year, and that was a lot of fun. Mm. We started off with Starfest here in Colorado, and we did Comic-Con, JoeCon, BotCon. We did them all in 1 year, and it was one hell of a year, and it was a lot of fun. So if anything, just say, it's a bucket list, babe, it's a bucket list. And if she still says no, say, I'm going to go anyway.
I don't know. Justin, do you think P-Love has enough sack to do that?
No. Well, yeah, I think he has enough sack to go on his own, yeah.
Yeah.
He's used to the couch.
He's going
to
tell his wife, I'm going whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I don't see Jamie taking that very well.
Come on. If Slick had enough sack to do it, I think anybody can. I'm
Slick
pretty
like the couch?
He's been sleeping on it for the past year.
Well,
ew. Amber.
Well, it is a bucket list, like she was saying. The best thing to do with a wife is to tell her all of the other things besides the convention. Because you say convention, the wife has no interest in the husband's hobby. She doesn't give a shit about con at all. She will not give a shit about any of it. So the best thing to do is to go and tell her, hey, there's shopping. There's antique places. There's whatever type of shopping she likes to do, the malls, or if you have children and you plan on taking them, you're going to be expected to go to the zoo as well, the husband and the wife, and to the museums, and that takes away from being at con. So it's also possible and also a good thing, which I know some of us here do, is we don't take our kids. We leave them at home, and that is more of a vacation when your children are not with you. Everybody gets a break. But if your wife doesn't like to shop alone, that's going to cause some issues. You're going to have to give up some time. All in all, it is a really good time. I mean, there's, like she said, you get to people watch, and there's all kinds of different food places to go. And it's really is interesting all the way around. But the main thing is you really have to get your significant other at least to find some type of joy in the hobby that you do. And it's going to make a big difference.
Next question, Mike.
Next question. I think we're coming down the home stretch. This is from Eduardo M. Frere with a lemon twist.
My name is Serge.
First off, ladies, thank you for doing this. We'll echo that sentiment from Eduardo. As for my question, do you ever aid your significant other in finding things to add to the Joe collection? And if so, what has been the hardest to find slash most obscure item you have had to help them get their hands on? Thank you for your time, and please take it easy on Chuck. He's a nice guy and gets enough grief from Gary, Justin, and Mike. Whatever. Eduardo M. Frere. So, apparently somebody wants to talk about the dudes.
Debbie?
Yes, sir.
No, she does more searching than you do, you lazy bastard.
Ironically, I do more searching than he does and typically find more than he does.
Case in point, Dollar General.
Dollar General, he still has not found any...
Not a complete run, that's for sure.
And I've found three. Lately, we've been hunting the Microforce, and he couldn't find a figure he was looking for, and I walked into Target, and there it was sitting on the shelf. The hardest, most difficult thing to find recently, well... If it's that difficult to find, usually it's not me looking for it. It's usually his friends in other countries looking for it. Typically around here, we hit up the Targets and the Walmarts and anything else that might find it. And they're there, they're there. If not, we just kind of go around to the next one to see if it's there.
Mo, we all know you wear the pants when it comes to searching for toys. Is that true?
No, it's not. Yeah, no. I used to, but I don't anymore. Schedules and kids and all that.
I'm just amazed Jay's wearing any pants. Okay.
Bazinga.
You think he wears muumuus at home?
Well,
no. Skirts.
It is kind of a Coil Club thing.
It is a Coil Club thing, yes.
Because we know Cremines does.
Kilts.
The utility kilts. No, anyhow. Jay usually does a pretty good job finding the stuff that he wants. It's a little bit easier for him to get out and look for things and go to the stores, run in, run out. Because if I'm going out, I've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old with me and explaining to them that daddy's getting a guy, but they're not. Ooh.
Let's move on to the misses. Misses.
I really don't aid him in anything other than the strike and move. He says, we'll make it real quick, and I make sure that it is.
Yes.
Yes, and he's talking about going into the store, folks. We're not talking about anything else.
Yeah, we're not getting there.
Chuck's going to be so disappointed he missed this show.
He's not Lightning McFavorite, folks.
He's very slick.
Whoa.
Hello. I pretty much just make sure that he makes it a hit and run. Wow, this is not making it any easier. Moving on.
Is it a wham bam thank you ma'am type thing?
I make sure that it is.
Is it a quick in and out?
Especially when we're on our way to visit family.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Oh God, this is getting worse.
Make it pleasurable for everybody.
Somebody get her another shock top.
Let's move on to the next one. She's making editing going to be fun. On
Mrs. McFavorite is going in the Ladies' Night Hall of Fame.
Oh, and I was nervous for some reason. Why?
You're fitting it just perfect. And we haven't even got to the lowbrow humor yet.
She might be taking Chuck's spot.
According to most people, that's not a good thing.
Booyah!
Is it?
Ouch.
Take a shot. That would only improve the program.
True. If you replace him.
Yeah.
If I replace him, I guess it is a good thing.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
We're not.
No, she's not.
At least one person, sorry.
Amber?
Yes, dear.
Do you aid your significant other in finding things to add to the Joe collection? And if so, what's been the hardest thing to find?
Is that a trick question?
Yeah, I was going to say, why are we asking her this? Yeah. Most of us get our stuff from her.
When the truck arrives and the lift gate comes down and the door's open there, you're grabbing the first box out and saying, here you go, Todd, I found your Joes.
I placed the order and I said, there you go, honey.
Amber's got the thermos full of coffee standing by the garage door, cracking the whip, making him unload. I'm going to turn this question around, if I may, because I'm done talking about the dudes. We're here to talk about the ladies. So what have
you
your
ask
significant...
George something? Is that what you're saying?
Bazinga.
So George... Anyways, ladies, have your significant others, what have they done to add to your collections? Because you are collectors of various things, and we haven't really gotten into too much. What was the grail that they helped you find?
Ooh, the silence is deafening.
About the only thing I collect other than my collection of G.I. Joes.
Which is Quinn.
Yeah. I collect Civil War books. I don't collect specific collections or what have you. He just will be at the bookstore and something like that and he'll pick up some kind of book about the Civil War for me.
Books about the Civil War, not Civil War era books.
No, they're actual books about the Civil War. I have probably over 200. Yep. My mom was a history teacher, so I kind of fell into that portion of history and just started collecting
George
books.
George will thank you to refer to it as the War of Northern Aggression.
But yeah, that's pretty much about the only thing is I've told people I really can't afford to have a second collection because our Joe collection is so extensive. We get every possible thing known to man when it comes to Joe, and some of those don't come very cheaply at all, as some of you definitely know.
What you're saying here is Gary is crushing your hopes and dreams.
At this point, I've been trying to move on. I put almost 19 years into this, so I guess I'm stuck for the long haul.
It's time to move on to Mo.
Up here.
He'll buy me action figures of the Joes that I like. Like this weekend, he got me the Creo Checkpoint Alpha set, so that was fun to put together.
Did the cat take any of it?
No. I had to, hunch over making it. I had the cat, and I had the boys, and it was just madness. But I put everything together, and all the pieces are there. Still, I'm thrilled. That's like a record for me. He doesn't really pick up comics for me or anything. But if it weren't for him, I would not have any action.
No action?
Oh,
wow. That was an unfortunate dropout.
Again, it is part of the whole marriage deal, isn't it? Yeah. Wasn't for Jay, she wouldn't have any act. Well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. That kind of fits.
It's in the fine print.
Good on you, Mo.
They have two boys. Figure it
good
out.
Good on you, Maura.
Ah, thank you.
The missus, has a Slick helped you out?
Slick has helped me out more than I could ever really say, and I had to go into my office to really point out some really awesome things that he's helped me get or just gotten without me really realizing that they were my quote-unquote holy grails. So to kind of go along the lines with the Star Wars stuff that we collect, one of the really cool things that he got me was the R2KT, which is the breast cancer awareness R2D2, which was really cool. I was collecting until they just didn't make any more of the original series in the life-size stuff, the Toy Story. Mm-hmm. He tried to find as many figures as he could for me. Most of them he pointed out saying, hey, there's a really good sale, so you might want to get this. But what he actually bought for me was the Bucket of Soldiers from the Toy Story line.
Ah, cool.
So I've got that along with, I've got Woody and Buzz and blah, blah, blah. And good Lord, I think he's bought me a lot of toys just to kind of make himself feel better about his collections.
Well, so it's like two for me, one for her.
Yeah, kind of that way. But he's definitely tried to help me out in a lot of things, especially last year with Comic-Con.
That's right. You guys were bummed. You couldn't go last year.
Yeah, I was nice and super pregnant during Comic-Con last year. So even if I could go, you wouldn't want me to go because I probably would have been carried away in handcuffs. Get out of my way! But was that I always get a My Little Pony from San Diego Comic-Con. And so he made for damn sure that that was one thing that he called in a lot of favors to get a lot of the things that he wanted from the Hasbro booths and everything like that. And that was one thing that he was like, I don't care how many limits anybody has or if somebody wants something, this is something that she needs to get. So he got me my Little Pony for Comic-Con last year. With my Joes, the one and only Joe Con that I ever went to, he helped me pick out my first and only Joe figures that I have, which I sound kind of like a jackass being on this cast, but he helped me pick out my two ultra cool figures.
Which is about two more than what Chuck has, so you're actually doing pretty well.
Which are my Hall of Fame Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow on card figures that I have.
Oh, you can't go wrong with those. Okay.
Oh, they're pretty hot.
Good.
Those are the things that he picked out. I was like, I want two really cool figures from G.I. Joe. I'm not into the 12-inch or anything like that. And he's like, well, what are your two favorite figures? And we'll go figure it out. And he was like, these are the ones that you need to get. And we found them. They're beautiful, mint on card. And so they're sitting on their own little perfect shelf on display in my office. And to name just a few things, he's gotten me so many freaking things, it's not even funny. But just to name a few, those are my holy grails.
Attaboy. Amber, has Todd got you anything?
Todd gets me everything. With our job being the way it is now, we're so busy, we don't get to go anywhere. Generally, everything that I get, he's the one that gets it for me.
Because you're normally working, right?
Right, yeah, and we don't get to go as many places. Sometimes I have to miss the toy shows. Because when we go to the show, and a lot of people think that I go there and buy stuff for my store, and it's not the case.
Scalper.
Yeah, because I'm a freaking scalper bastard. I mean, I go there to buy for me. I mean, I don't go there to buy for you. I go to buy for me. I only get a few days a year to do that. So.
Oh, man.
Only Amber truly understands the color of this show.
How do you really feel, Amber?
Oh, I always say how I really feel. Sometimes I try to be nice about it, but not always. It's late, so no.
It is getting late. Any other questions for the ladies? Anybody else would like to follow up with anything they had earlier?
I think it's time for the next part of the program.
We did get a voicemail. No, it's not Herb from Rhode Island. We did get a voicemail concerning this episode, and I'd like to go ahead and play that. I believe it comes from a land far away. Let's have a quick listen.
Well, hello. Come on in.
Hello.
Make yourself at home.
I will.
Is this one noted Englishman?
That's right. That is a waterproof pot. Oh, these things behind me? These plastic soldiers? Oh, it's blown it. Good evening. It's Dave Tree from all the cool stuff over here in the UK saying hello to all the ladies, Chuck, Gary, Justin and Mike, if they're there. And there better be James Cavanaugh Jr., because if it ain't, if he's not there, then it's just not a ladies' night. Anyways, very quick question for everyone.
He's got a point.
As a retailer, and I'm sure Amber, if she's there, she'll appreciate this. As a physical retailer over here, we get to see a different side of collectors and how they interact with their partners. There are occasions where we have to almost cover for our customers, where they are almost afraid to talk to their other halves about what they purchased. And this might be actually disposing of packaging because they open it up in the shop, because fitting in a loose figure into their collection is easier than coming home with this big pile of thing or whatever. And I've even had on occasions mail diverted to me so it gets past any watchdog and thus avoiding any argument. But it got me thinking, which is what I'd like to put out to the respective other halves, in terms of within the household collection, what is the one thing or theme that you just hate about the collection? And also on the flip side, what is the one thing or item or theme that you really do like about the household collection? I hope you guys are doing great. I will see you all at JoeCon, or as many of you as JoeCon, and really looking for it. But in the meantime, you just gotta go with the music.
Oh my.
Waterproof pod.
You're good. Waterproof miss my pods.
Real quick, around the horn on the last question from a show friend and sponsor, Mr. Tree. Debbie, what's the one thing that you cannot stand about the collection?
Careful now.
$900 Quinn is now worth $9.
I think the thing I hate about the collection, and it's my problem, I can't say no to him.
Debbie, lockdown! Lockdown!
Is the first lady of lockdown.
There isn't a whole lot I've come to accept the collection that I really hate on it. I think probably the thing that, it, not necessarily I hate, but it's all of a sudden you see packages coming through the door and you're like, what did you buy and why didn't you tell me? So it's kind of like what Dave Tree was talking about, packaging coming in the door and not knowing what's going on. Now, what I like about the hobby, as a family, I think it is kind of the fun of the hunt.
Well, we get most of our stuff at Kokomo Toys.
Right,
but as we did last weekend, opening all the Microforce figures and hunting, oh, we need him. Yeah, even though we got a lot of them at Kokomo, we did get some in retail stores, and it was more the fun hunting for little pieces, and even Katie getting involved because she likes the Microforce figures, and it was just because they're little itty-bitty little things. It kind of brings the family together and gives them a sort of a fun thing to do on the weekends. Let's go look for Joe's.
There's getting nothing by Debbie. She checks the accounts every 30 seconds, pretty much.
That's your
sounds
fault.
Like Karen.
She will know pretty much as soon as I buy something that has been purchased.
Unfortunately, he married a banker.
Or fortunately.
We call Gary Salmon because we know he smoked!
Mo?
The one thing I cannot stand, everything will just pile up and there is no good way to display it. And if you fall behind on displaying things, you just have stacks of toys up to the ceiling. Drives me up a f***ing wall. Seriously, ask Jay, and they'll pile up in the living room, and it's just Joe crotches everywhere.
Ew.
That drives me nuts. But the one thing that I really do like about it is that he and I come at Joe from completely different angles. I mean, he does the toys. I like the comics and the cartoon.
No. He gave up Joe.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't given up Joe.
Oh.
We've just added Lego.
Mrs., what's the one thing about you and the hubby's collection that you cannot stand?
It's pretty much the general consensus. It is the kind of piling up. It's great when it's out here and it's on display, but then once the old is out and then the new comes in, where does the old go? In a box in a room that is getting completely full. I think that's pretty much where I'm at. Hate is such a strong word. I don't hate it. I get frustrated with it, tired of it. Everything but hate.
I can buy it.
But the thing that I like is that Slick does a really good job at displaying it. So he makes it fun. He makes it fun for me to look at until I completely zone it out and I don't see it anymore. Until it's dusting day and then he moves it out and then I forget that it was even there. And the other thing that I like is that he really does. He makes it fun. He opens his toys, unlike what I do, and he plays with them and he talks about them and he talks about how he got them and everything like that. So he gets really excited about it and the whole story behind everything, along with the story of how he got them and the story behind the figure itself, makes it fun.
He doesn't talk to them, does he?
Not when I'm around.
Okay. All right, good.
He might. So that would be a good question the next time that he's on the show. But no, he makes it very interesting and he puts them out there in a very stylistic way. So I'm very proud of him for forcing me into his lifestyle. He makes it fun.
Amber.
What I can't stand is Todd will go out and he will decide to collect some random toy line like the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. And he'll go out and he'll get everything. It'll be 100% complete. And a couple months after he's completed it, he's ready to sell it and get rid of it. Move on.
It's like those Guts figures he got.
Yeah, and it's like it drives me nuts because he constantly, these whole few months that are going by, he's saying, well, should I get rid of it? And I always tell him, you see, if it brings you joy, then keep it. We'll find a space for it. The house is full of toys. Every room, bathroom, kitchen, they're everywhere.
That's no lie.
Yeah, if you've seen the house, you know. And he's always really good about getting the shelves and the display cases. We just put up a new one this week to hold the sideshow stuff. But I can't stand that he goes and buys it and then gets rid of it. It just seems like a crime. You should keep it. But like I said, it's his, so he can do what he wants. I'm not getting rid of my stuff.
Nor should you.
No way. No way.
I forget who controlled the knives in that family, Gary.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
My stuff is so hard to find. There's certain lines I only have like one or two things of just because I can't find it. There's just no way I'd get rid of it ever. It's mine. I might as well write my name on it. I'm not getting rid of it. The thing I would love most is, like Deb said, it's the thrill of the hunt. So when I finally get to go to like a toy show, I'm all over it. I mean, I'm digging in every box. I'm looking in every bag, under the table, anywhere I can. I scavenge and I go around and round and round all day until it's time to close. My favorite part is being able to go and find the goodies that I've been looking for. And if I can find something for me, that's awesome. Because like I said, it's so hard to find.
Thanks for Dave Tree making that international phone call and leaving us a message. The English ladies' man, Dave Tree. I guess now it's time for that favorite part of the program. Substituting in for Chuck tonight, make sure that we got him connected here and everything. Tonight we will be playing the match game, and it's the Stump Herb edition. Herb!
How's everybody doing?
Hey, Herb!
Good to be on.
And now, time to introduce everyone's favorite host of the match game, Gene Rayburn.
How are you tonight, Gary?
Alive.
Yeah, that's better than me. That is, in fact, better than me. I have been dead for blank years.
In lieu of Chuck not being here, Herb's going to be the contestant. We will be the panel.
Herb? The guy creeps me out.
I think it creeps out the Mrs. McFavorite.
It creeps out Charles Nelson Reilly.
Wow.
That's bad.
Are you ready, Herb?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, my God.
Match number one. Gary Godso had a dream. More of a nightmare, really. He dreamt that he went to see G.I. Joe Retaliation, and instead of Roadblock and Snake Eyes, It featured his favorite Joe, CoverGirl. Worse yet, CoverGirl was played by blank.
Everyone write down your answer.
So had a dream. Went to see G.I. Joe Retaliation. And instead of Roadblock, it featured CoverGirl. Worse yet, CoverGirl was played by blank.
Oof.
Answers down on the cards. Nipsey Russell not with us tonight. Justin Bell here in his place. Good to see you again, Justin Bell.
Good to be here.
Been a long time since Match Game PM back in 79.
Did that come on after The Price is Right?
We were on between Bowling for Dollars and the Nighttime Family Feud.
We played the feud here before, too.
Yes, and that is why Richard Dawson is boycotting the show.
Are we ready to have an answer here?
We are ready. Time is up. Herb, Gary Godso had a dream. More of a nightmare, really. He dreamt that he went to see G.I. Joe Retaliation, and instead of Roadblock and Snake Eyes, it featured CoverGirl. Worse yet, CoverGirl was played by...
Chuck's sister?
Chuck's sister Barbara. Chuck's sister Barbara is the answer on there. So we'll go to our panel of Joe celebrities. Amber Jordan, Herb says CoverGirl was played by Chuck's sister Barbara. And your answer?
I'm going to have to go with Kevin Watts.
That is disgusting, but not a match.
He gets great mustache rides.
Debbie Godso. CoverGirl was played by...
Chuck.
Oh. That is repulsive. That is awful. That is Chuck in cut-off jean shorts.
That's sleep. Not that bad. I'd watch that movie.
favorite. CoverGirl was played by...
Justin Timberlake was what I was saying.
Ooh, well, that wouldn't be nearly as repulsive as Chuck, but still not a match. Mo Hunger, CoverGirl was played by...
I had Chuck, too.
Chuck was the money answer. The ladies think like Herb. Justin Bell, rekindle the magic of 79, Justin Bell. CoverGirl was played by...
B. Arthur.
Not a match. Herb is 0 for 5. And lastly, Gary Godso. Gary Godso, CoverGirl was played by...
It's all you, Gary. Come on.
I had Chuck's mom.
Oh, so close.
Not a match. 0 for 6. That is no matches in round 1 for Herb from Rhode Island. That's all right. We'll move on.
Strike out more than Chuck does.
I don't know if that's possible. In order to strike out, you have to pick up a bat.
Bazinga.
Dumb Donald was so dumb.
How dumb was he?
How dumb was he?
Dumb Donald was so dumb that he told Mike that the night before JoeCon, he would have G.I. Joe's left under his pillow by blank.
Everyone write down your answer.
So dumb. He told Mike the night before JoeCon, he would have G.I. Joe's left under his pillow by
blank.
Blank.
You getting this down, Mrs. McFavor? You got the hang of the match game now? I mean, it might be a little too 70s for you.
It is a little 70s, and I'm feeling a little intimidated.
That's okay. You're doing pretty good.
The dead host doesn't scare, but the 70s music does.
All right. We ready to read the answers?
Dumb Donald was so dumb.
How dumb was he?
We can do better than that.
How dumb was he? One more time, all together.
Would kill for Nipsey Russell.
Even Gary Berghoff could get the how dumb was he?
Radar. Wow. How dumb was he?
Never mind.
He told Mike he would have G.I. Joe slept under his pillow by blank. Or answer, please.
Chuck wearing fairy wings and some rubber pants.
The Chuck Berry.
Chuck's always the right answer.
Amber Jordan, he would have G.I. Joe's left under his pillow by...
I'm going to go with noted author James Cavanaugh.
No, not a match.
It's a good one.
Not a match. Good answer, though. Good answer. Mo Hunger, G.I. Joe's under his pillow by...
Arun Singh.
Also good answer. Mrs. McFavorite.
Chris from Family Guy.
Not a match. Herb, where were you on that one?
No one will take Chuck's place. If Chuck's the wrong answer, I don't want to be right.
Debbie Gotso. G.I. Joe slept under his pillow by...
Gary Goggles.
Gary Goggles' head. No, not a match. A match. Justin Bell. Show Richard Dawson you still belong.
Channing Tatum is Magic Mike.
Yes. But still not a match. And lastly, Gary Gotso, you're his last hope to get to the lightning round.
I had noted author James Cavanaugh.
Noted author James Cavanaugh. Not a match. We have no matches. No matches for Herb.
Right. He goes to the lightning round anyways.
Lightning round answer. Every week, Justin Bell prepares for What's on Joe Mind by eating an entire blank.
Wow.
Every week, Justin Bell prepares for What's on Joe Mind by eating an entire blank. Right, and pencils down. We'll all get our answers here. Herb from Rhode Island, time to score some points. Every week, Justin Bell prepares for What's on Joe Mind by eating an entire
tube of KY sensitive jelly.
Wow. Oh my.
Is the last time.
Do you want to know why he eats it?
This two-bit slime show.
My stomach just went upside down.
Aaron Jordan, Justin Bell eats an entire
wheel of cheese.
Cheese. Yes, that's what I was thinking too. I remember Justin's run on Match Game PM. Not a match for her. Debbie Gutso, Justin Bell eats an entire
Cobb salad.
Cobb salad. That is the new wussy, Justin Bell. Mrs. McFavorite, Justin Bell eats an entire...
Oh, God. I can't get past the KY jelly. Pizza. I don't even know anymore.
All right. We have blown her mind with the 1970s. Not a...
I was going to say wheel of cheese because there is nothing else to eat up there but cheese and moose.
Yeah, well, cheese does go well with moose.
And it does.
Not the whipped
up maple syrup.
You know, like just deer with the giant antlers moose. Justin Bell, what do you eat before What's on Joe Mind?
I eat an entire pine tree. It's got a lot of fiber. I have to ask Herb, though, when I'm consuming the KY jelly, is the tube and all, or am I just, like, squirting it down into my throat?
Oh, you're just squirting the whole thing down.
Just curious.
Squirting the whole thing.
There you go. So save Herb in the lightning round.
I am so amazed that Herb can read my mind, because I have a tube of KY jelly.
Oh, it's a match.
Oh, it's a miracle.
Wow. I cannot believe
it. Am I that transparent?
I just recently roomed with them, so I saw all these habits. So
you know what I found out then. There's a reason he has all that lube.
Technically, Herb and I stumped.
Charles definitely does refer to him as the Vermont Tickler.
You know, I heard he got some of that deer antler.
Take it anywhere you want, Herb.
I knew you liked Ray Lewis.
This
would be so much funnier if it wasn't her.
On that note, Gene Rayburn is out. Peace.
We'll join
you
in the next episode of What's On Joe Mind Match Game Edition of Stump Anything But, I guess, Herb next time. Because Herb technically did win this time. He had 1 point. But that's one more point than Chuck forgot.
Suck it, Chuck.
What did I miss?
I think it's time to call this episode out, folks. It's been an experience. I don't think Mrs. McFavorite's ever going to show up on one of our shows again.
Who can blame her? I don't think I'm going to show up at one of our episodes again.
I'm pretty sure Amber's full sponsorship. Mo is definitely now going to consider Moderately Geeky the better show.
Who says we don't already?
It's all right, Mo. You don't have to lie here. It's all right.
I can snuggle up with Moderately Geeky anytime I want. You guys, you only come around once a year.
This is true. We are kind of that strange.
Any other questions or anything for the ladies before we call this thing out of here so we can get on for the night on this second annual ladies' night?
On a scale of 1 to 10, really quickly, how deep is the scarring?
How deep is the scarring, Debbie?
Scarring?
Apparently, Debbie's not scarred at all.
Apparently, that's a zero. What happened to Herb? Where'd he go?
I'm right here.
All right, excellent. Mo, how deep is the scarring?
Oh, this is nothing. I have kids.
Mrs. McFavorite, how deep is the scarring?
Aside from Mo, not very deep.
Are you sure?
Not Mo, I'm sorry. Her.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did I do?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Wow.
I know I was kind of cranky tonight, but I didn't think it was that bad.
It was the fact that you dropped the F-bomb. I'm sorry.
She's had 11 or 12 shock tops.
No, aside from her, no scarring whatsoever.
We know Amber is not scarred in the least.
And because I eat the tears of Joe fans.
You are my hero.
You're now part of the George I Hate Joe Fans group.
Woohoo! No, I hate Joe fans. I don't like the whiners.
You love Joe fans. They pay the rent. However, sometimes they scream a little bit.
George, go ahead and say it.
Oh, I hate Joe fans. I hate them. The irony is not lost on me that I, in fact, am a Joe fan. So, yeah.
That's all right, George, because nobody likes you either. So
it's, yeah.
I personally and deeply hate Joe fans as well, and I am one.
Hate's a strong word is all I'm saying. Hate's a strong word.
I want to thank all of the ladies on the panel. Debbie, as always, for putting up with me doing this every week with the fellas. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Aww.
Mo, thank you again for coming back on the show. We really appreciate you putting up with the jokes on Jay.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Mrs. McFavorite, you have been highly gracious as always.
Thank you guys for having me on. Sorry, Mo, I wasn't trying to say that you scarred me. It really was Herb.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God. It was, you
Herb,
know, one
Herb
syllable
does that to a lot
and
of
I
people.
Still got it wrong.
That's okay. I'm used to it.
Amber, thanks for coming on and thank you for your continued sponsorship of the program.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Hopefully we can create more tears for you to feed on.
Sure you will.
Hey, before wrapping this up, I do want to make a shout-out. A special shout-out to the Tri-State Vipers. A lot of ladies' men in their own right. How you doing, guys? Shout-out to you. Let's get on out of here.
George, thank you for stepping in the very small shoes of Chuck.
You're very welcome.
And thank Herb for us when you see him again.
How you doing? I just want to say to all you guys, I'll be seeing you at the convention.
But will we be seeing him?
You'll be seeing all of me.
So for our guest host, George, regular host, Justin and Mike, I'm Gary, saying all our men and women serving, God bless, Godspeed, and come home safe. Thanks for listening, folks, for soldiering through this ladies' night edition of What's On Joe Mind. Good night.
See ya.
See ya.
Good night.
Please, please follow us on Facebook and Twitter despite this.